Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, the Feeding of the 5,000.
As I was reading about this morning's Gospel, one of the most famous miracles, I was reminded of a Sunday school teacher I had. And her name was Mary Zervas. She was a firecracker. She really let us have it if we were out of line. But she was just on fire for God. I mean, Jesus was her best friend. And I say that in the most sincere and real way. She lived in God's spirit. She walked with God, this lady, right? And she used to always rail at us if ever we would have a meal together, or if ever she caught us at the coffee hour picking up a cookie, and she would always say to us, "Δεν έκανες το σταυρό. You didn't make the sign of the cross before you put that in your mouth." And she used to always tell us, "Be grateful to God for every bite that goes into your mouth. Always take that moment to express gratitude to God before you put the food in your mouth, before you scarf it down." Right? It's funny, I was on the LIE the other day, and I was hungry. I skipped lunch, and it was getting pretty late in the afternoon. I got off exit 70 there, and I pulled over into the little mobile station or whatever it is. And I got myself, you know, a bag of almonds and a little thing of iced coffee and a couple other munchies for the road between Manorville and Southampton. I was so hungry, and I scarfed him down. And then after I scarfed him down, I heard Mary Zervas's voice in my mind, because I had forgotten to give thanks to God before I ate. How many little acts of piety do we let slip away from ourselves? How many opportunities to invoke God's blessings do we miss over the course of a day? And one of the commentators on this morning's Gospel reading, because of course this morning's Gospel reading, Jesus miraculously feeds the 5,000 with only 5 fish and 5 loaves. Right? Jesus has a throng about him. Imagine a throng. He's got a sea of people. He's got, the Bible tells us, 5,000 men, many of them with families. So what is that? 15,000 people. If each were a unit of three, a mom, a dad, and a baby. So he has a throng of 15,000 people gathered around him. And he's healing their sick. And he's teaching them. And nightfall comes, and the disciples say, "Well, tell them to go into town and get their money. I mean, and get their food." And Jesus says, "Nope, we're going to feed them." They say, "How are we going to feed them? We only have 5 fish and 5 loaves. And one of the commentators on this morning's Gospel passage says, what does Jesus do? The Bible says he took the 5 loaves and the 5 fishes and he blessed them. He blessed them. That's all he did. He didn't do a big magic spell. What would a traditional blessing in Jesus' time be like? It wouldn't be that different than the blessing we have today. When we say, "O Lord Jesus Christ, our God, bless this, the food and drink of your servants, for you are holy, always now, forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen." Or we say, "Bless us, O Lord, and these thy gifts, which we are about to receive from your bounty." It's simply a word of gratitude to our Creator for putting nutrients into our bodies, for bringing bounty from the earth. It's a simple moment when we recognize that He is the author of all things and that we are his creatures, that he is our father and we are his children, that we are temporal but he is eternal. This moment of blessing, because we think we get everything we need from our food, but we don't. We only get what we need for our temporary existence for our food. As soon as I eat, I'm starting to get hungry again, right? I put something in my stomach and my little stomach starts working on it and starts taking water over here and vitamin A over here and vitamin C over there. And before I know it, I'm starving again because I'm getting a temporary satiation from food. So every time I get that temporary satiation from food, I have to remember the eternal nutrition that I'm seeking. And I think that it is amazing that in this moment of miracle, one of the things that God is telling us is that there is abundance in gratitude. There is abundance in love. There is abundance in Christ. When we are in the Spirit of the Lord, a grain of rice is enough to share. When I am in a spirit of self-righteousness, in a spirit of selfishness, I can't share even if I have $200 billion. When I am in a spirit of egocentrism, nothing in the world will satisfy me. And yet when I am in the Spirit of Christ, I am eager to share even my most meager resources. There are many economics professors who will tell you that there is no shortage of food in the world today, right? It's not a supply problem, it's a distribution problem. That's why there's so many hungry people in the world. It's not because there's a shortage of food. We throw buckets of food away every day, right? But the distribution problem with food, the only solution to the distribution problem is love. The only solution to the distribution problem is gratitude. The only solution to the distribution problem is recognizing that everything I have, whether I have a little or a lot, is a gift to me from God, and I am therefore responsible to share it with God's other children, with my brothers and sisters. That when I get a paycheck, that's not my paycheck, that's God's paycheck that he's entrusting to me. When I get a meal, that's not my meal, that's God's meal that he's entrusting to me. When I get a car, it's not my car, it's God's car that he is entrusting to me. When I wake up in the morning, it's not my day, it's God's day with which he is entrusting me. So when God miraculously feeds 5,000 men, 5,000 women, who knows how many thousands of children, with only five fish and five loaves, it starts at a moment when the disciples go to him with selfishness and he goes to them instead with gratitude and love. He says, let's bless this food and see how far it can go. Let's see how much of it we can share and still be okay ourselves. And God shows us that in that moment of love, in that moment of generosity, in that moment when we invoke God's blessings, not only does God provide abundantly for us, but he provides abundantly for all of his creation. So today, as we remember this miracle, let's not only realize that Jesus was a miracle worker who could multiply fish and loaves, but let's remember that that miracle begins with generosity, with love, with blessings. And that in our lives, the miracle of glorifying God and feeding the hungry continues only when we invoke God's blessings, open our hearts to his love, and allow ourselves to be generous for His glory. We thank You for Your presence here today, for Your attention. We pray that God continues to bless each and every one.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.